views and opinions expressed on this podcast show are solely those of Everything's EHC's guests and hosts. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of the San Francisco Lighthouse for the Blind, Enchanted Hills Camp, or Maceo.net. Thank you for listening, and please enjoy the show.
All right, everybody, you're listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo, your host. I'm doing the final interviews. I want to be clear, the final interviews process is because today is the last day. A lot of folks are leaving, and we're just fitting in some podcast interviews to make sure that everybody gets a chance to be heard. And at this point, I have a camper here with us, a first-time camper. Would you please introduce yourself?
Yes, I am Maurice Weeks, and this is my first year at EHC.
Where are you from, Maurice?
I am from Pennsylvania, yes. And to be very honest, I'm outside of Pennsylvania, which I live in Harleysville, PA,
nice.
Which is in Montgomery County.
Okay,
yes.
All right, so shout out to Montgomery County. I have no idea where that's at.
Don't even worry about
it. Yeah, I'm not too worried about it. But for those people who do know where it's at, well, here's Maurice here in the podcast room with us. Tell us why you were here. What specifically brought you here to Enchanted Hills Camp?
To be very honest with you, I was invited by Mr. Bill McCann, who had invited me up for the week and said might be fun for you to come down. And I said okay, thank you for the invite, I'll be there.
Right on. And what about the physical aspects of Enchanted Hills Camp? What do you feel like here in the mountains?
Well, I can certainly tell you it's very peaceful down here, and I can certainly tell you that they say it's the place to be. Well, it is.
Okay. Well, there you go. That seems to be a common theme going on here at these podcasts with people who have experienced Enchanted Hills Camp. You are a fine musician. Tell us about your musicianship, what you do at home. Can you share that with us, please, a little bit?
I think I can share a little tidbit of that. And what I will say is that I am a organist, and not just a organist, I am the organist for Congregation Temple Bethel in Philadelphia, which is a Jewish assembly, of course, and I am the minister of music there, and I play the organ for them. That's just a little tidbit for you.
There you go. And I was asking you, how many times a week do you play there?
Well, I play there twice a week, and it is on Friday night and on all day Saturday.
Yes.
Which is commonly called Saturday, of course.
And you're doing that every week?
Every week.
Every week. And I got to hear you play a little bit of the organ at the church performance that we got to play in Napa. I wish there was more time for us to hear you on your preferred instrument, but you certainly play the piano beautifully, as well as you showed yesterday at our Redwood Grove Theater performance, where you were kind of our house piano player for some of the stuff. Tell us, what do you call your style?
Well, that's a good question, actually. Let's see. I guess I would call that a mixture.
It's a fusion for sure. You have
it's definitely.
An incredible ear and understanding of music, enough to where, it's on the verge of not sounding like anybody else. It's a little
yes.
gospel, a little
yeah.
jazz, a little classical.
Quite so.
I can see the thought. I can see your thought process, although I don't understand it at all. I appreciate it because
yeah.
you're very good at your instrument.
Yeah.
What was your experience like here at Enchanted Hills Camp? Can you give us a little summation of your experience and what has happened here this week?
Well, particularly this week has been a great experience, I should say, and I truly enjoyed myself here. I got rest, which is something I needed, and I also got to meet new people, and as I was telling the folks back at home, I got to go where everybody basically has perfect pitch around here, so I ain't the only one.
Yeah.
And I love it.
That is quite an experience, being around a bunch of folks who know
what I know.
Notice.
Yes, sir. Yes. Beautiful place. Awesome experience here. Thank you so much.
No, thank you, Maurice, for being a part of our group this year. We hope you come back. We hope you join us again, because it's spectacular having you here. You're a great person and a great musician. You added a whole bunch to what was going on here, and I appreciate that very much, not only as a person, but also as a musician. So it's a twofold thing. Thank you. Thank you for sharing your experience with us here on Everything EHC and being a great first camper.
Yeah, I particularly am grateful to be here, and I only have one last little tag to put though in here.
Do it.
Particularly, and that is when I do come back, which I plan to come back.
Nice.
And that is, I hope that as a nice request, if it could be arranged, if we could get a Hammond V3 down here, and I can show you what I'd like to do, particularly on a Hammond V3, and hopefully that might be able to be arranged sometime, maybe next year. We'll see.
Well, that was a pretty nice way of putting it. I will push the envelope a little bit harder by saying, if you're listening to this and you have a Hammond B3, is that what you want particularly?
Certainly.
Yeah,
certainly.
Organ that you can donate to Enchanted Hills. We will take it off your hands and make sure that it gets played to its maximum ability. Send it our way to Enchanted Hills. We'll be here ready to rock it out with Maurice here at Enchanted Hills Camp.
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much for joining us here at Everything EHC. Yes, keep listening. We're doing the final interviews here, and I'm just going to keep putting them up and keep recording them until everybody's done here at Enchanted Hills Camp. Thank you for listening to Everything EHC. This is Maceo out.